You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, while, you know, we're watching Obamacare unfold day after day, and we see what a cluster it is, we're now hearing flirtations with the idea of the government bailing out the insurance industry. Are you kidding me? We're going to come up with another bailout, and this time for the insurance companies that are charging $900 a person. We need to talk about that big time. All right, I'm just a little PO'd. Got to keep my language clean for this one. I got to have the dump button ready for this one. Next, many of you guys have taken over-the-counter flu medication. And the flu medication, the over-the-counter medication that you're taking for flu could actually cause the flu to continue. Like these antipyretics for fever, etc. So we'll talk about how you may need to be careful using these over-the-counter medications for your symptoms. We're also going to talk about there's been a lot of concern that doctors are not appearing to be aligned with the FDA. And Fox News has a very interesting article on what to do if your doctor's directions differ from FDA recommendations or other types of recommendations. Like, for example, taking an over-the-counter medication. You know, they say if you take an over-the-counter medication, you need to check in with your doctor, that type of thing. Or what to do with some of these task force recommendations. You're being now told don't get a pap smear for 5 years. Your doctor's like, well, to hell with that. I still want to do a pelvic exam every year. What? How do you kind of deal with the dichotomy and the conflicting advice that you're being given either from the media, from the task force, or from your doctor? So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this talk of bailing out the insurance companies, which, you know, we've been hearing, and thank you, Brad. Brad's my engineer today. He's awesome. He's a part of our Dr. Dahlia news team. There's been sources talking about how it's all, you know, the bailout's already kind of built into Obamacare. This bill, this 2,300-page bill or whatever the hell, however many pages, I'm sure there's been addendums added to it that we don't know about, is just designed to probably cause you to pull your hair out. Makes you sick. And as we're hearing that these insurance companies are having issues and possibly going under, this is something we predicted since day one. Okay? You can't mandate that an insurance company pays for pre-existing and have people not buy insurance when they're well, so that only sick people go on the insurance company, and then you ask the insurance company to cover transplants, cancer therapy, etc. You can't do it. Okay, somebody's $150 or $200 premiums aren't going to be able to cut it if somebody is spending at least $1,000 a month on their medical care. Now remember, that still could be inflated prices. Okay, we talked about hospitals, doctors, pharmaceutical inflated prices. All right. Now, so we knew that the pre-existing condition issue would be a problem. We also knew that insurance companies would fight back by then having a very bare bottom minimum type of plan. All right, I just had a patient today. He was doing phenomenal on his cholesterol medication, and the insurance company decides to now charge him $160 a month for that cholesterol medication. So we have to switch his medication to just generic. So, you know, what the insurance companies are doing now is anything that's not cheap, they won't cover, or they're going to force you to pay an arm and a leg so that you end up going for the cheaper alternative. So we knew this would happen. What I don't understand is how in just 4 or 5 years, your health care premiums that were a couple hundred dollars a month are now $1,000 a month. That I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. And to me, it's an insurance company's way of, you know, taking one final stand, you know, going down with a fight. And these insurance companies, I think, know they're going out of business. We predicted that insurance companies will go out of business and then the public option would take over. So then why bail out? Now, I don't want the insurance companies to go out of business. I want things the way they were before Obamacare. And then we start over and go about it a different way. Unfortunately, it's too late. We can't turn back the time. We can't turn back the clock. But to throw money into a sinking ship is scary stuff. Now, what we're seeing right now in my practice is many patients can't afford the $800-$900 a month health insurance. Okay, but people that qualify for subsidies are getting like almost 80 to 90%, oh my gosh, of their insurance paid for. Now, for people without insurance and for people that qualify, that's some cool stuff. So, of course, there's people out there that like it. Of course, you have people grumpy because they can't navigate the website or they can't actually purchase the said insurance. But we saw one of my very new employees, she went online. She was able to get insurance for $45 a month because of all the government subsidies. Now, you know, if I have to go uninsured to help somebody who's blind, disabled, a veteran, I'll do it. But if I'm going to be uninsured because the money that I'm putting in tax-wise has to go for all these things the government promises, we're becoming more and more communistic as we go, and you're going to have people say, to hell with this, I'm not going to put money into the system because it's a lot easier for me to feed off the government. Now, if you could qualify for a subsidy, go for it, okay? I mean, you might as well. It's there. It's already promised to you. But why the hell are we bailing out the insurance companies for these $900 a month premiums? If insurance companies want people to purchase their insurance, they're going to have to lower the rate. But insurance companies know they're going down, so they're going to go down with the fight, and they're going to try to reap in as much money as they can before they have to close their doors. This is why this is one complete mess, an absolute cluster. And so I am 100,000% against any more money going into this already failed system. Why do you think I'm so against putting things off and delaying? Let us deal with the pain now and move on, but please don't prolong this any more months or years or presidencies, because this is kicking our butts. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Election 4 years ago, or 5 years ago. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877 Dr. Dolly, 1-877 DOC and DALI. Big thanks to Brad, who's working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. A few emails I've gotten just really quickly. I want to read through them. Howard writes, Doctor, what is the medical community doing to help us? Are any doctors going to Washington to fight this? Where's the AMA? Why was the AMA behind this? We've already kind of talked about that, but I want to address that. Jonathan writes, Doctor, riddle me this. I have a cousin who says his doctor's office said they would burn up his deductible so he could use his insurance sooner. Are other doctors offering this, and how do I find one that can? My deductible is $5,000 under my new plan. Okay, First, doctors are dumbfounded. If I could actually make a statement encompassing most of the doctors, all right, I think we're watching this with our jaws dropped like you are, okay? We're not behind the scheme. Doctors appeared with the AMA to be a part of some of the initial legislation, and that has been a huge problem for those of us doctors that weren't happy with the legislation, all right? But as in any industry, you don't have everybody in the industry agree. And remember, doctors that were for Obamacare, and there's still some that are, they are the ones that are looking at the uninsured, the people not qualifying for Medicaid, the you know, the people that have been, you know, financially stricken during this recession. So it's understandable how they would want everybody getting health insurance. Remember, you know, doctors are by nature very kind. Don't giggle. We are. We're very kind. We're very altruistic. You know, we want everybody to get coverage. We want to take care of everybody. So in theory, why I stood out, and I have been accused by a lot of my colleagues by being, not of the faith, right? Because I was against Obamacare is because I'm against Obamacare because it doesn't work. Okay? I mean, I can't tell you how one of my Republican doctor friends, who I don't think is Republican anymore, not that you have to be, but he was actually one of the ones who turned me onto being conservative when I didn't realize so much of what I felt in terms of fiscal, because I was very socially moderate because of, I worked for, the EPA under Al Gore. We have homosexuals in the family. We have Latinos in the family. And I'm very, very socially moderate on so many issues. But I didn't realize how fiscally I was extremely conservative. And so where I was kind of looking at, well, I don't want my tax dollars going to this. You know, I don't really think you should raise taxes, you know, in a recession. I think, you know, so a lot of my ideologies or a lot of my thought processes fell under this realm. And I remember this medical student very clearly. He said, Dahlia, you may be a Democrat now, you think, because you voted for Clinton. But trust me, once you kind of learn about taxes and you run your own business, you're going to be Republican. And I'm like, I don't know, I want to prove you wrong. Anyway, this particular doctor, was arguing with me last month on how good Obamacare will be. He says, you don't understand, Obamacare is going to be the best thing for all of us. And I'm like, you're joking, right? And I just wonder, because, you know, physicians are still smart people. And they're still educated people and informed. Unless maybe bias gets in the way, hope, ideas, and they just don't see things. I don't understand. I don't know. I do notice a trend towards employee doctors, doctors who are hired by a large corporation or hospital or firm, being more pro Obamacare than doctors of private practice. And I'm wondering if it's because me having my own practice, I see firsthand, you know, what's happening with my patients, it's what's happening with insurance companies, et cetera. Yet when I was an employee of an ER and when I was being trained and an employee, you're just seeing patients. And so you just want, you know, you don't have to be burdened with the whole monetary aspect or the logistics of it. And so, for me, because I've run my own practice, I immediately saw how Obamacare was going to completely cause such drastic changes to our healthcare system and cause, you know, the continued unemployment and the lack of insured and the prices going up and the poor health plans and people losing their medications and losing their doctors. I saw that. So, you know, for one of the emails I'd received was they don't understand how any doctor could be for this. My guess is they're the doctors that are taking care of people all the time, uninsured, and they're not the ones that are doing the day-to-day business aspect of things. And so, you know, of course, the idea of insuring everybody is a phenomenal idea. All right. And then reading the bill helps also. But a lot of us can't say we really read the bill because you don't have the other articles to refer to. I read the bill word for word, but I still cannot say I read the bill because I didn't have the other articles and other reports that Obamacare within the bill alludes to and references to. So when they say per section 9 of this, you know, document, if I don't have the document, I can't say I read the bill. You see? Which is why I don't think anybody per se read the bill. Except whoever drafted it. Okay, so what is the medical community doing to help you? Well, what I do know doctors are doing is many doctors have lowered their cash price. I know a lot of doctors are writing all generics, so you don't have to, they're converting people over. Many doctors are just trying to make good and, do what they can while, you know, people are uninsured. A lot of phone type care. I mean, there's only so much you could do because if a doctor can't keep their business open, they can't be a doctor for you. In terms of burning up deductibles, this one from Jonathan, you got to be extremely careful. Okay, if you hear that somebody is going to burn up your deductible, that's a term that people use. It's not a term that always denotes unethical conduct. Okay, somebody burnt, like for example, when I had surgery a couple years ago, it completely burned through my $2,500 deductible so that my deductible was then met. So if I had to do anything before the first of the year, do it now while my deductible was already burned through by a large procedure. So we used to use the term burn through by something that in one fell swoop took a huge chunk of change. Right, like I burned through my savings, etc. So that term doesn't always necessarily mean, you know, something negative in terms of ethics, etc. Yet, if there's an office that is being construed as running up medical bills to help you get through your deductible, that could be considered bad in terms of insurance language, okay? Because, I mean, you have to see people for visits that they need. You don't want to see visits. I mean, I don't know what is going on, and this could just be a colloquial term that's inappropriately being propagated as a rumor, and the doctor's office is doing no such thing. But seeing somebody multiple times to burn through a deductible, we don't advise, especially if the deductible is $12,000. There's a $12,500 deductible plan being offered in my state. Okay, you're not going to be able to burn through that probably ever. I mean, just going to a doctor's office. Because remember, let's say the doctor charges $150 or $200 for the visit. Insurance knocks that down 60, 70%. So at that point, if the doctor's only being paid $40 or $80, that is what gets tagged onto your deductible. So your deductible isn't the total price of what's being billed, it's what's actually getting paid. So, like, for example, let's say $25 copay, or let's say $25 was towards your deductible. That's it. That's only $25. It's not the full visit of $200. So, I don't know. You need to be really, really careful with something like that. I mean, you know, if you have a, you know, $500 deductible, that stinks. I mean, $500, sometimes in a healthy person, you may not, you know, burn through that at all. But if you're looking at a $12,000 deductible or a $7,000 deductible, you know, no, I don't think anybody could help you. And don't ask us to, you know, don't ask us doctors to do anything that may not be construed ethically. We can only help you so much. And please stop yelling at the doctors. It's not our fault that this big, huge mess is happening. And so just to kind of conclude on this before we go to the next story, and the next story I want to talk about is how if you have the flu, you're taking over-the-counter medicines could actually be hurting and prolonging. You know, we in the medical community, I can't speak for all of us, but when I talk to my colleagues, you know, we're here for you guys, and you guys come first. And we never thought in any of our medical careers we would see something like this. Some of you look at it as a revolution. Some of us look at it as an Armageddon. And, you know, I don't think it has to be this bad, but it is bad. And while it's this bad, you need to have a one-on-one with your doctor. Don't expect your doctor to have all the answers, because we don't. We cannot predict our healthcare future right now. We have no idea how long the insurance companies are going to last, if we even want them to last, if they're charging us $900 a month. All right? And we don't know if they're going to go under since not enough people are buying insurance. This is just one big mess. Are we going to go to all cash? Are we going to go to socialized? We don't know. But just have the conversation with your doctor and just don't do anything stupid. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about. You know, this one article that come out, the study, on over-the-counter medications prolonging your illness with the flu is something that's not new. And I guess there's a report from McMaster University recommending that you may not want to go and jump to these over-the-counter medications because it can actually enhance spread of the flu. All right. Apparently, they predict that individuals who take medications with fever-reducing ingredients and then have contact with others are encouraging transmission of the influenza virus. They say because fever can actually help lower the amount of virus in a sick person's body and reduce the chance of transmitting disease to others, taking drugs that reduce fever can increase transmission. And I know we talked about this on the show, nothing new, but let's give them their, you know, spotlight, okay? After crunching numbers, according to CBC.ca News in Canada, they say the researchers realized that avoiding medications with ibuprofen, acetaminophen, or acetylsalicylic acid, aspirin, and just staying home could save many lives. The research estimates as much as 1,000 lives across North America could be saved each year avoiding the over-the-counter medications. Now, we've talked about fever and why fever happens. And we've talked about the mechanism of fever and how increasing the body temperature happens for a variety of reasons. One is it just seems to just happen as your body's inflammatory response works. But second, it happens for a reason. It's like, for example, if you have an infected wound, it gets warm. It gets hot to the touch. Why? Because, one, you have all the extra inflammatory fluids. Number two, you also have a lot of vasodilation there. Okay, if you're fighting an infection, your body will bring blood flow to that area. And that also heats things up. Okay? You know, your outside skin may feel like it's, 80, 90 degrees, but remember, internally, you're 98.6. And so, to bring the inflammatory cells there to fight, you're going to have vasodilation. So you have that. And then, raising temperature can kill bacteria, viruses, etc. So the body raises the temperature to help fight the infection. So, when I went to school, there was an MD who decided to become a homeopathic doctor. I actually opened my practice with him, Dr. Curry, and he was talking to us about fever all the time, saying, look, fever is body's mechanism to fight. Why would you suppress that? So, one of my children was sick, and he had a fever, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to treat it because I'm going to let it help fight the infection. All right, and I was completely opposite of what you would think. Being a doctor mom, I wasn't throwing medicine down my kids. I was going by the book, okay? Because, with all your medical knowledge, you're going to be like, well, I'm not going to throw an antibiotic at him. I'm going to let the fever, fight it, et cetera. Well, when my baby had a fever, he was miserable. He wouldn't take any liquids. He wouldn't feed, and he was miserable. So finally, I'm like, well, to heck with this, because I didn't want him to get a febrile seizure with the temperature rising. So I'd give him something for his fever. All of a sudden, he's feeling better, and now he's feeding, and he's sleeping better. So I had learned early on that even if your body's defense mechanism improves by the extra degrees in temperature, that sometimes patients feeling better help improve healing as well, which is why these fever reducers are so popular. If your child sleeps better or you sleep better because you're not febrile and uncomfortable and losing fluids and dehydrating, etc., then with that extra rest, you could fight infection better. So there's one of those things where if you're not resting and you're dehydrated, are you going to be more at risk than the fever? Which is why I will still recommend fever reducers, even with all this knowledge that's out there. Now, if your temperature goes up to 99 and 100, do you have to rapidly drop it? No, but if we're talking like 104, all right, to me, a fever is a sign. You don't want to always quell it. You want to know what's going on. So I don't give my kids and I don't give my patients Tylenol or ibuprofen around the clock. We don't give aspirin anymore to children in fear of Reye syndrome. We've talked about that on the show. So we usually do ibuprofen as a fever reducer or Tylenol. But I still don't do it around the clock. I tell mom they could do it. All right, and then after it wears off, tell me what the temperature is rising to. Now, where you have to be very, very careful are these febrile seizures. Sometimes if your body temperature goes from 98 to 102 that rapidly, you could seize. Whereas somebody with 104 fever may not have a seizure. Why? Because it's the rapidity, it's the speed at which the temperature rises. One of our friends, his daughter, had a opposite seizure where she jumped into a pool, her body temperature dropped, and she seized because of that. So you don't want the body temperature to fluctuate that quickly. So I kind of watch it. But I want to know if the fever continues, because if the fever continues, it's also a sign of infection. If the fever starts to go away, we know you're getting better. So, but this also is a good time to discuss, like, Imodium for diarrhea. I was taught in medical school to never, ever, ever use Imodium when you have diarrhea, because if your body is trying to get the poop out, get the stuff out, and you slow it down with Imodium, then it's going to sit there and replicate. And so for every day you use the Imodium, you could unfortunately be causing the infection to just sit there and brew an extra day. And you could prolong your illness for an extra day. And so I never recommend Imodium. Unfortunately, a lot of us have to go to work. We can't stay home and sit on the toilet. So to go to work, people are downing the Imodium. Well, at that point, you're just not getting it out. Now, some of your bodies will still fight the infection. And at least your butt won't be sore and you may not be losing fluids. The only time I recommend Imodium is for people who I think are getting dehydrated. You know, they've had to go to the emergency room. They've had to get IV fluids while we're waiting for their Giardia to be treated, et cetera. You know, sometimes I'll allow them to if I think they're dehydrating. But for the most part, it's just something we don't always recommend. Same thing with Afrin nasal spray and these sympathomimetic nasal sprays. We tell you to be very careful because you're constricting the blood vessels and then later having a rebound congestion could cause symptoms to worsen. Same thing with like Visine and these eye redness medications. They're sympathomimetic, meaning they constrict the arteries, arterioles, capillaries, etc. So it makes the red out, you know, it takes the red out because the little capillaries in your eye start to constrict, so it looks more white. Okay, well that's great for people who smoke pot and have the, vasodilation in their conjunctiva, but once that medicine wears off, boom, you could get a rebound redness. So sometimes the rebound is a concern. So these over-the-counter medications, and God bless them for being out there, because I love Excedrin Migraine, I love Midol, I really dig Motrin and Tylenol. It's a great adjunct, and with Obamacare the way it is, you know, people are going to want to treat themselves. But it just, this story reminds us that we may be doing more harm than good, okay? Sometimes your body dealing with some of the sickness may not be such a bad thing. And it just reminds us that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you a few months ago asked me what to do for fever when your child has a fever. Do you do ice baths, et cetera? I remember on Little House of the Prairie, they had done an ice bath. I guess somebody had fever, so they ice bathed them. Again, when you have a fever and you're burning up, the big concern we have as doctors is dehydration, because you're going to lose a lot of fluids with the sweating and the fever, and then febrile seizures. So at that point, if your fever is steady and you're taking your fluids in, I notice that fluids are probably a better way to fight. I don't want to fight fever, fight infection, than trying to ice your body down, vasoconstrict, and put your body through that kind of shock. So we don't recommend icing people down for fever, okay? Also, be careful. You stick your head in ice, you could put yourself into an abnormal heart rhythm. We used to put people's heads in ice to get them out of an abnormal heart rhythm. So be careful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. There was some breaking news earlier this morning on a shooting at the University of Oklahoma, but university officials right now say there is no firm evidence that shots have been fired and have partially lifted the initial lockdown. If we get any more information on that, we will definitely keep you posted. You know, we are hearing of some hospital layoffs of nurses. Where I live in Las Vegas, we're hearing that up to 40 nurses are going to be laid off from a huge hospital system in our city. Now, this hospital system from St. Rose Dominican, we I really haven't been following a lot of what's been going on locally with hospitals because I try to look at what's going on, nationally, because of many of you giving me input from whether it be Minnesota or New York or Florida, et cetera. But I'm a little nervous when we start to lose our nurses because, of course, nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system, and we need them. And a doctor is only as good as their nurse, and their nursing staff. And so I get very, very nervous when I hear that we've had layoffs. But then again, this is a sign of the times. Okay, as more and more of Obamacare unfolds, and as the changes unfold, many of us that staffed in preparation, like in years past, because we were always underserved, understaffed, underprepared. Even me, I have been on a hiring freeze now for a while because we just don't know where everything's going. And so, unfortunately, we got news about that going on in the city today. I want to talk about some good news where compounds found in chocolate and red wine may actually lower a diabetes risk. Now, I keep telling you all to avoid the chocolate and the sweets and to avoid the alcohol because it could give you the diabetes. Well, now a new study published in January 19th Journal of Nutrition shows that people who eat items that have certain groups of flavonoids like the flavones and the anthocyanins have lower insulin resistance and can regulate their blood sugar better, possibly helping reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, we've talked about flavonoids, how they're plant-based organic compounds. They've been linked to a variety of health benefits. They say flavanol seems to help circulation, reduce blood pressure, memory, etc. Things like flavones you can get in parsley and thyme and celery. And then the anthocyanins, which kind of give a dark blue rich color. You see that air or a purplish color. We see that in berries and red grapes, etc. Your cranberries, blueberries, raspberries have the anthocyanins. And those are really, really cool too. And they found to be phenomenal antioxidants. So, being reported by CBS News, researchers looked at 2,000 healthy women's eating habits. They were asked a complete questionnaire to see how much total flavonoids they consumed and how much of six different flavonoid compounds they ate. When you say flavonoid, it really doesn't, increase your appetite at all. Suppresses it. They also gave blood samples so researchers could examine their glucose regulation and inflammation levels. High insulin resistance, when your body creates insulin, but the insulin doesn't work to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, all right, could cause glucose buildup, diabetes, etc. They found that people who consumed the most anthocyanins and flavonoids had less insulin resistance, more sensitivity, and less chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation could cause heart disease, stroke, etc. So they say this is probably one of the largest studies to date of its kind right now that actually looks at this. And this is definitely something that may, I think, be another, shall we say, cork in the bottle. I'm really kind of messing with this analogy. I can't come up with it quick enough. That's the problem of being middle aged, where eventually doctors may say, look, everybody has to eat X amount of dark chocolate a day, fine by me, and drink your glass of wine. Now, the problem is we still aren't ready to do that yet, especially with alcohol and possible risk of cancer. We've talked about throat cancer with alcohol and esophagitis and getting esophageal cancer. So we're not able to say that alcohol is 100% free and clear. Although you're seeing more and more studies saying alcohol is okay. A little bit of it is okay in pregnant women. A little bit of it is okay in a variety of settings. But we're not there yet. But the dark chocolate, remember, is not Hershey's dark chocolate. We're talking the deep, deep 70-80% cocoa. The very bitter. They call it bittersweet. Almost like, I don't know, almost like you're eating, coffee beans type, that which nobody wants to eat. So don't get all excited. Now, speaking of one drink, studies come out saying one drink alone could increase your chance of having a car crash even if you're not drunk. Experts right now say there is no level of alcohol that they can actually tell you is safe. U.S. researchers looked at fatal car crash data from a U.S. national database of more than 570,000 collisions that occurred from 1994 to 2011. They analyzed blood alcohol content, the BAC measurements for the drivers, and and other indicators, you know, such as if they ran a red light, drove in the wrong lane, etc. They said drivers with a 0.01%, which is the lowest level recorded, were still 46% more likely to be blamed for the crash than a sober driver. Now, right now in the U.S., the legal limit, and I think also in the U.K., is 0.8. This is being reported by Daily Mail. So if you have just one 12-ounce beer, and we're talking a man, he could be at a 0.01%. So you'll pass the breathalyzer, but they say even with a little bit of alcohol. And then how many of you have had like some alcohol on an empty stomach and you do feel a little bit of a buzz? Okay? That could be enough to impair you. Slow down your reaction. Okay? I mean, we've all known this. This is nothing new. Some of you taking an antihistamine. Some of you taking an anti-anxiety medication. You know, my patients get upset that I write their anti-anxiety medicine for before bedtime. Night only, because I don't want you getting into a car. I don't think you should be taking Xanax or Valium or Ativan or Klonopin on your way to work while you're behind the wheel. So some people say, well, what if I take it at work? How many hours is it in my system? Well, remember, it depends on the half-life. It may act quickly, but the medicine could still be in your system for a few days, depending on the half-life and how you metabolize, etc. So it's just something we don't mess around with, and I think a lot of us underestimate. You know how that study came out saying a lot of us underestimate how much alcohol we drink? We'll tell our doctor we only drink a couple drinks a week, but you actually triple it or quadruple it, and that's really how much they drink. Because a lot of us don't realize what we're doing is drinking. Talked about, you know, you sitting there cooking, having some wine. When you cook, cooking with some wine, then having a little bit of wine at dinner, then the kids go to bed, you having some wine. It's very easy to have 3-4 drinks, not even realize you're doing it, and now you're considered moderate to excessive alcohol usage. So this isn't easy squeezy. And, you know, I don't know if we're ready for, you know, breathalyzer thresholds to be lowered by any means. But if they've done a study seeing that even just one drink in your system could be an issue, yeah, that may not be enough for a DUI. But I really like the idea of the person that's driving just doesn't have alcohol. They could drink something else. And then somebody else be a designated driver. You know, it's interesting because you see some of the kids from the wealthy schools, they have like they rent these Hummers or these limos, and the limo driver drives them around. And I would have loved to have any sort of money like that growing up, where you could then have like a designated driver. In New York, I guess it's easy because there's cabs. You just take a cab or you walk on the subway. So you don't really seem to have the drunk driving issue like you do in other places. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Timing of heart attack tied to death risk. They're saying heart attack patients are more likely to die if they arrive at the hospital at night or on a weekend. This report said that the increased risk may result in thousands of extra deaths among heart attack patients. This is being researched by Mayo Clinic and being reported by drugs.com. I want to probably talk about this in the next on the next show. I love this red wine. Love it. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.